Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I told half the junior high yesterday, I went on the Camino de Santiago about 3 weeks ago with my father, our old exchange student Christoph, and his dad Carl. During that trip, we hiked about 80 miles to get to the tomb of St. James the Apostle. On the way there, I did not want extra trips. We hiked 13 miles on average a day or so, and the last thing I wanted to do is, "Oh, that looks cool, let's go hike an extra mile." No matter how interesting it looked, I wanted to keep going straight, because it was already enough hiking. St. Teresa of Avila says, "You people want to take an entire year in the rain and the cold outside when the hike would only take 1 week if you just go straight." When we are called to holiness, we are called to strive. There's no such thing as, "I'm going to fit just enough Jesus in my life, so I'm okay." It's either I'm striving to love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, or I'm not trying to love God. We have to strive to love the Lord as much as possible. In our verse reading, the Lord promises us, "All things work for good for those who love me." If we are striving to love God with everything we are, all things will work for our good, and he'll give us his own spirit to help us make sure we can do that. One of the most important things we can do in this striving after the Lord, chasing after him, trying to love him as much as possible, is a tribe. We all need a strive tribe. I hiked with my dad, Christoph, and Carl, and if I was by myself, I would have gotten lost so much. But with their help, and also with their companionship, and just praying with them, it was a joy the whole time. Every one of us needs someone else to walk, to strive with after the Lord. Maybe one, two, or three friends would be a perfect amount. Our little tribe, we're gonna get together, we're gonna pray, what it's gonna look like. We need to get together, share our hearts, the joys, the sorrows, but also where we see the Lord. You can have fun too, absolutely, play sports. But we need that space where we get together, a few friends. What's a rose, a thorn, a God moment? What's a highlight, a low light, or a God moment? We need that real conversation. Just yesterday, two priest friends of mine from South Bend and I, we decided we need this. We've been priests for a couple of years, and we need to have a tribe where we can get together and just share what's on our hearts, the joys, the sorrows, and what the Lord is doing in our hearts. I encourage all of you, if we want to love the Lord as much as possible and strive after him, get a couple friends. One, two, three, four, whatever. Get some friends and say, "We're going to get together once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe at recess, and hey, what was the highlight? A low light and a God moment." And that sharing right there is exactly what it looks like to walk together after the Lord, to recognize other people are also striving after God. And I can do this with God's help. and with his tribe.